Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, let me bring on somebody who's a friend of this show. He's been on multiple times. He represents a huge swath of our listening area. Congressman Dale Strong is on the line right now. He hails from the Huntsville region. And of course, he is also a longtime servant to the community and having been on the county commission for many years and now serving in Congress in the 5th District. Let me bring him on right now. Congressman Dale Strong, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, it's great to be with you again, man. Appreciate the invitation.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you making some time. Well, listen, I guess the first question is, are we going to see a shutdown or ain't we? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this right here. The Democrats are barreling us into a government shutdown to appease that far left. I mean, you think about it. Schumer out of his league, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffrey, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Jasmine Crockett, they love this. They have no clue what they're doing and what this will cost the taxpayers, but they could care less. And Schumer wants to get back in bed with them because he kind of got out of the draft for a little bit, but they're trying to appease the biggest whack jobs in their group.
Well, that does seem to be the thing. Their base is the one calling for this. And it's not like this is not the same. These are the same numbers, basically, that they signed up for a few years. All you're doing is continuing in a clean resolution what has already been put in place by their own vote in the past. Am I right?
A clean resolution. This continuing resolution doesn't add one dime to the debt. It just keeps government open. But then he goes in and thinks he's going to outdo the president, you know, sits down yesterday, and you think about it. They brought in like a $1.5 trillion trying to reinstate free health care for illegals, $500 million for NPR radio, National Public Radio.
Oh.
Hey, I want to ask Schumer, why don't he write a personal check to NPR radio and do what you do every day in the free enterprise? You sell advertising, yep. And either your show goes or it doesn't, but NPR wants the taxpayers' money, and I'm telling you right now, we took that out, and I think the vast majority of people are happy that we did that. But then also, you think about the $50 billion they're trying to cut for rural health care. They need to tell the people what they're recommending because it's absolutely crazy. Another $1.5 trillion. And think about this, Phil. Republicans, during the last administration, went on to a clean CR to keep government open, and they've talked about how you've got to do this, got to do this, and now look what they're saying. Well, we don't want to go with a clean CR. You look at it, they're a bunch of hypocrites. They're going to get smoked in the mid-year election because I believe the voters can look straight through what they're doing.
Well, and I would agree with that. And I know their base is not going to go with that, but their base is never going to go with anything we say anyway. But so let me ask you, Vice President Vance and the president have both said it appears that we are indeed going to have a shutdown for some period of time. Do you anticipate that there will be a shutdown before this is all said and done?
Well, the last information, I just hung up. I was on a call in D.C. right before I called into you. Looks like that vote's going to go about 5 o'clock. I think they might actually make them vote it twice. But again, I think Schumer's sitting here trying to figure out what he's going to do. But I think we're going toward a shutdown. I think that's what's going to happen. Okay. They cannot stand that Donald Trump has had so much success in the first 10 months of his presidency. Inflation's down, gas prices are down, groceries are down, mortgage rates are down, the market is up, and Jerome Powell, if he will lower interest rate, this economy is going to run like we've never seen it before. But this is what the Democrats are about. It's unbelievable what we're seeing, but they've got some of their people that don't even like this, but they got guns at their head trying to make them stay in line.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we got two major storms barreling around the Atlantic region by our eastern coast, and FEMA's going to need to do its job if something comes ashore. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why this is really bad timing and bad optics on the part of the Democrats.
You would think that they would learn from history. Think about it. We were had to avert a government shutdown. Think about what happened within 72 hours. We had a hurricane that hit. Went through North Carolina,
yeah.
Went through Georgia, went through Tennessee. Can you imagine if government would have been shut down? think about another one of those government shutdowns could have happened right whenever there was some major situations happening in Israel with Hamas. Let me tell you something. This is good for nobody. Anybody who will walk around since knows that closing down the government is going to cost us more to reopen it. But again, obviously, Schumer doesn't give a damn.
Well, so let me ask you, you guys, you know, one of the things that has been talked about on both sides of the aisle by the constituencies, by the people who pay attention, is that the regular order of business is not CRs. CRs are because you haven't got a budget passed, but the whole appropriations process over the last 4 years was pretty broken. And yet I want to make sure I'm clear. You guys actually have been, the appropriations process is actually working. You just need a little more time to get the full budget together. Am I right in saying that?
Hey, you look at it, two, 3 weeks ago, you got the 12 bills out of the appropriations committee. Mm. Three have already gone across the floor with a vote sent to the Senate. You've got these other bills that are ready to go. The crazy thing, in the term and a half that I've been in here, I don't understand why we have a recess in the middle of August. That's when we ought to be, plowing the heaviest ground, getting these budgets worked out. But I'll tell you this right here. It is divided up there. It doesn't matter what is recommended. The Democrats are voting against it. I've never seen the hatred toward a president. Yeah. And like I say, he's exposed him. He's filleted him like a fish every time you turn around. And I still believe he's probably 3 weeks ahead of Chuck Schumer on making decisions. You watch. I'll guarantee you, when Schumer came in there trying to be Mr. Tough Guy in the White House, I guarantee you Donald Trump is 6 weeks ahead of him.
Well, so speaking of the hateful rhetoric, let me shift gears on you for a minute. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left here together. There's been a huge amount of stuff in the news about violence that seems to also be tied to what I would call violence-inspiring rhetoric. You can't keep calling law enforcement Nazis and jackbooted thugs and Gestapo and all those things and not expect somebody to be inflamed about it and take action. And we're seeing that right now. The death of Charlie Kirk, of course. We had the shooter in Minnesota who shot up the Catholic Church. We've had a number of things that have happened. What are your thoughts on violent rhetoric? And will there ever be a time that some members of the body up there are censured for constantly demonizing law enforcement?
Well, I'll tell you this right here. I hope law enforcement understands who supports them and who doesn't. You look at what's going on in D.C. Phil, when I got there, it was just who got mugged the night before. It was who got carjacked. I've never seen an environment like that in my life. If people don't believe that Donald Trump made a difference, he gave local law enforcement the opportunity, but the people in D.C. Deserve not to be getting shot at. Then I think what was the breaking point is you had a young man that was doing an internship with Congressman Estes,
yeah,
shot a matter of blocks from the United States Capitol. And think about it. It was a mistaken identity, and this guy right here lost his life because of it. I'm telling you right now, you look at these cities, if the local law enforcement can't do it, the people deserve to be able to live in a safe community, and some of them are satisfied. You look at what some of these Democrats are saying. They're satisfied with X amount of murders every 24 hours. You think about it. We were having 4 and 5 murders every day in Washington, D.C., I couldn't believe it, man. I've never lived in that environment in my life. But I can tell you this right here. You can walk through the streets today and you're a lot safer than you were before Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. And, back to my question, too. Do you anticipate that there will be any members of your body that are going to get censured for constantly demonizing law enforcement with this dangerous rhetoric and, you know, calling them fascists and everything else? Do you see that happening?
Well, hey, I'm all for doing it. But here's the thing. Most of them are wearing it with a badge. I mean, you look at it. Omar can't stand law enforcement. You look at the Democratic Party. They hate ICE agents. And what they're doing is they're doing their job. That's what's unbelievable. They have no clue. I just wish someone would go ride with some local law enforcement, yeah, or go ride with ICE. The last administration let 15 million illegal aliens into this country. And I'll promise you, that's where the problem is. They have no clue. The background of them, they came from more than 160 different countries. Many of them were let out of, have done crimes in their country. That's why they put them over here. But if censuring will help, let's move on and do it. But I'll be honest with you, these Democrats could care less about it because they're not paying attention to what's going on Main Street in their own community.
Well, more to come on it. But listen, Congressman, I appreciate it. And as this thing develops with the potential for a shutdown or maybe in the aftermath, we may want to have you back on sometime soon and kind of fill us in. But appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Hey, anything you need, it's great to let the people of North Alabama know what's going on. Talk to you soon.
All right, Congressman Dale Strong, Alabama's 5th District. Thank you very much. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.